Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. My name is Peter Jeremy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962 at St. Camillus and Church at St. Brennan's Parish and St. Anthony's Church. We're very happy to spend the next 25 minutes with you as we pray for your prayer intentions. Well, we've come to the last Sunday of the liturgical year, and of course I contrast this with the last Sunday of the literal year. The liturgical year ends just before Advent, because Advent begins a new season. The church year always begins with Advent and the leading up to the birth of Christ, and the church always ends with the feast of the Lord Jesus, King of the universe. Not just King of the world, King of the universe. If God created everything, that's the universe, and Christ is King. And we finish the year in the Gospel of Luke. Of course, it's the year where we're doing Luke. And the Gospel today is Christ on the cross. And that might seem odd in terms of celebrating Christ as King of the universe. But let's go to the Gospel reading and then we'll talk about it. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. He is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached him to offer him wine, they called out, "If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. Indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And since we're supposed to focus on the four last things as the church year ends, heaven, hell, death, and judgment, let's look at what the person we now call St. Dismas says here. "Now, over and over again, I have repeated the words of my pastor. I'm not a priest. I'm not a religious scholar. I don't claim to be. I have a minor in U.S. history. I read a lot. I've read a lot of history. I love to read history. And I've read scriptural stuff. I read my Bible daily. I've done plenty of reading, not nearly as much as a priest. I don't claim to be anything more than a lay person who went to Catholic school and has gone to Mass all his life." But let's examine what he says here. I've talked many times about seeing yourself in the light of truth. Now you have two criminals on the cross. And the first one becomes all about me. Save me. So save yourself and us. Save us. And he doesn't understand that he is being saved. And he does not ask for the right thing. At the beginning, the rulers are, "He saved others, let him save himself. You're the King of the Jews, save yourself." Well, Jesus doesn't need saving. He knows what comes next. But look at what the other person on the cross says, St. Dismas. Have you no fear of God, because we're subject for the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing wrong. So, what does he do? He confesses that he's a sinner. He confesses that his sins deserve crucifixion. I did it. I'm guilty. We're guilty. He's not. He sees himself in the light of truth. And then, what does he say to Jesus? Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He sees himself in the light of truth at the hour of his death. And he asks Jesus for mercy. Light of truth asks Jesus for mercy. And what does Jesus say to him? Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So ironically, he does what the first thief asked. Save us. Well, he saves him. He saves him because he saw himself in the light of truth and asked for the right thing. And because he asked for the right thing, Jesus provides it. Sees himself in the light of truth, asks for the mercy of God. That's what it's all about. That's why I'm not one to plug products. But I will mention something that I saw when we were covering the Catholic Marketing Network at WQPH. We went down there, and there was some company, I forget who it was. They had this thing that you could put in your wallet that said, I am a Catholic. In case of emergency, call a priest. And I keep meaning to get one of those, and I got to get one of those just in case for when the time comes. Because what does a priest do? He provides absolution. He provides absolution, or what's now called, or the last rites, what's now called just the anointing of the sick, because you don't have to be dying to get it. Now, back when it was just exclusively for those dying, my mother had gotten it like 5 or 6 times. I mean, she was very good at almost dying most of her life. And she had all kinds of accidents happen to her. But what that absolution does, in addition to healing, it carries forgiveness of sins. It has the same effect as confession, which is why a priest has to give you that. You can't have a deacon can't give you. A deacon can give you communion, but he can't give you the anointing of the sick, because a deacon cannot absolve sins. Priest does that. And it's that absolution that matters. I remember, and again, I know I'm getting it sounds off track here, but there was this great episode of many years ago. There was a series in the 1950s out of England called The Adventures of Robin Hood with Richard Green. And the character of Friar Tuck was played by Alexander De Gage, and there was an episode where a loyalist to King Richard had been captured, and the friar was said, well, you have to give this man absolution because he's dying. Oh, well, he's very happy to do it, you know. He says, oh, well, shouldn't we hurry? Because, oh, well, he's not dead. We're going to hang him tomorrow. I just want to give you absolution. Now, I'll tell you, if you don't tell Robin Hood where he is, I mean, you can't tell anybody. And he decides, I have to do this. I can't not give a man absolution. And the guy is over there, well, tell Robin where I am. Says, no, I'm honor bound. I've given a vow. And the guy says, I would like to have absolution. And so he has the sacrament in this barn where he's hidden. And in the end, he gives this sermon that invites everyone around and says, you know, yesterday I had to see a dying man and gave him absolution. But this is a reason of joy. We no longer have to worry about this man. And there's a whole, you go watch it, you'll find it on Roku, and I don't want to spoil how it ends. But the kicker is, he says, we don't have to worry about this man because he's been given absolution. He has been forgiven of his sins. And that's what it comes down. That's what makes Christ king. That is what makes him what he is. The irony of what's been saying, He saved others. Let him save himself. Let him save himself. Christ didn't need to be saved. He was saving everyone else. And he was giving everyone else a chance to be saved. Me and you have a chance to be saved. He makes it possible. Heaven now becomes possible for us. Now we can decide, hey, I'm good. I mean, I had confession yesterday and I had a pretty dark week. And I really needed confession. And sometimes we're going to have dark times because that's the nature of man. We have a fallen nature. We live in a fallen world. And the prince of that world is the devil, the father of lies. And sometimes the devil will lie to us in ways to reinforce feelings that are bad. But the church offers absolution. The church offers forgiveness. And Christ can offer that forgiveness and pardon. Why? Because he's the king. And how did he offer this pardon? By his own sacrifice. By making himself last. By taking it all on himself. And I don't think we appreciate just how big that is. It's sort of like, and let me give you a parallel. Take an average family, an average American family. Husband and wife, couple of kids, big mortgage, bills, and so forth. If you ask AI how a person, a regular middle-class family, nothing special about them, where they rank in terms of how they live, they would be in the top 1% of human beings who ever lived. Why? Because for 90% of life, of human existence, it was subsistence living. We don't realize sometimes how good we have it. And it's the same in the church in the sense that we do not understand how big it is, how great the sacrament of Holy Communion is, that we get to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. We do not understand how incredible it is that even if we sin, we can go to the priest and we can ask for absolution and he'll grant it. I mean, he has the option not to, mind you. Would you have sins you will forgive, you forgive. What sins you hold bound, you hold bound. If he doesn't think you actually mean it, he may not. He has the option to decline. But we don't get how big this is and how huge it is to be absolved of our sins. And we talk about the sacrifice of Christ. Yet even while on the cross, he was absolving. He was giving the person next to him salvation. And in a sense, St. Dismas is big because he's the first person to actually accept that salvation at the point of death from Christ. He is, in theory, the first person to receive absolution at the time of death. So you can actually trace that sacrament there, which is an amazing thing when you think about it. May we have the wisdom to take advantage of what Christ has done for us. May we see the gift that the King has given us and say thank you and not be too proud to take it. Because there are some people who are too proud to take it or too embarrassed to take it. Never be too embarrassed to get confession. Never be too embarrassed to get absolution. Even if you have to go to another church. There's a famous line from Justice Scalia when his son became a priest. And his son said, gee, Dad, now you can come for me to confession. And he's over there like, hell yeah, I am. And he's over there. And he's over, I'm not going to confession to you. You don't have to go. If you're afraid, if you're ashamed to confess to your pastor, confess to someone else. It's the same confession. Now, personally, a pastor is good. It's good because your pastor can also be your coach. But all that matters is getting confession. As Padre Pio said, St. Padre Pio, the best time for confession is always now. St. Dismas on the cross realized that. Saw himself in the light of truth. Confessed his sin and asked for the absolution and the grace that God granted him. May we, in much less dire circumstances, have the wisdom to do the same. Now let's get to our prayer requests. We're going to start from the prayer wall. at wqphradio.org/prayerwall. Prayers for all of those who served our country. Prayers for Jody and Nina for their health, and prayers for the continued recovery of Jill and Karen. And a pair of thanks for the safe return of WQPH's Pilgrims from Rome. I'm all in for that one. Happy to pray for that. We have a prayer request from last week. The Lord provided me with dreams of the following people over the last few days, none of whom I've seen in the past 5 years. They are Elric Lagoy, who I last knew to live in Maine. Elric was hanging on a cliff to dear life. The two others I knew working in the broadcast industry was Richard Gross and Michael Arnold. They seem to be going about their normal business, albeit somehow bewildered. Pleading to send the seed for them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and for provision in life. Very happy to pray for that. I want to pray for our people, that we may be aware of the blessings we have gotten. We have an intention for a private intention. Very happy to pray for a private intention. And let me point out that if you have a private intention that you don't want to publicly have listed, just post private intention on the prayer wall, and we're very happy to do it. I want to pray for all of the intentions that were left at the shrine of the Little Flower in Rhode Island, where I was yesterday. I want to pray for all of the prayer intentions of Madeline, of Ruth, of Joan, and of two other people who pray for a lot of people. I want to pray for everybody who's on my own prayer intention list. And there's a few. We want to do our standard prayers for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, for the two Mary Ann's, the one in New York and the one here. I want to include prayers for my sister-in-law who's just gone into rehab. I want to include prayers for my boss who has an issue that she hasn't talked about, but you know there's an issue, so we're going to pray for that. I want to pray for the donors to WQPH, and we are so grateful to you, because without you, we do not have a radio station to do the works that we do. We want to pray for people who are discerning vocations. We want to pray for the pastors and the priests and those in seminary, but especially for the priests who are going to have a busy Christmas season coming up. Want a standard prayer for Jake. We'll get to the intentions of the Holy Father there when we get deeper into our prayers, because we already do that already. And if you're listening right now and you didn't get a chance to send in a prayer request, I want to pray for the intentions of everybody who is listening right now. And may those intentions, if they're within the will of God, be filled. Because sometimes God will give you what you need rather than what you want. And because we just did Christ on the cross, let's pray the fifth sorrowful mystery, which is the crucifixion, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion. We offer the Lord Jesus this 15th decade and honor our crucifixion and ignominious death on Calvary. And we ask of thee, through this mystery and through the intercession of the Holy Mother, perseverance of the just, relief of the souls of purgatory, and conversion of sinners. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. And my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the crucifixion come down to our souls. Amen. Now for the intentions of the Holy Father, in order to fulfill the requirements of the indulgence calendar, in case you're doing the indulgence calendar. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke, and we humbly pray. Do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Mass said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home and within my own family. Amen. We pray all of this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I want to throw some advice at you that Jesus gives. Jesus, remember, said to people, don't go to the highest seat because then you're brought lower. Go to the lower seat so you can go higher. In that same respect, when you're trying to do something, under-promise and over-deliver rather than over-promise and under-deliver. Because when you over-promise, it's the sin of pride. Beware of the sin of pride. Remember, for as big as sexual sins are and so forth, the sin of pride is the first sin. And that's the one we have to avoid the most. And now our closing prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Spirit upon this show, this station, all the stations that carry this show, all the shows on WQPH, and all those who will listen to them, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now two quick shameless plugs. Shameless plug number one, a reminder, since I've mentioned my Knights of Columbus group, that our chosen night for December is going to be December 10th, so we hope to see you there. It'll be the season finale of season two with pizza and drinks and, of course, Father's Talk. And also want to remind you that in December, the Knights meeting of that council will be on the 17th, the third Wednesday rather than the fourth because of the Christmas season. Till next time, this is Peter and Jemmy of Knights Council 15962 saying goodbye and God bless you all.
On behalf of everyone at 89.3 WQPH, may all of God's blessings surround you on Thanksgiving and through the holiday season.
WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass. 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net, that's VIOLATIRE.net, please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
After George Washington authorized the first Thanksgiving Day in 1789, 74 years passed without another such day of thanks. Then Abraham Lincoln established the holiday as an annual event in the United States. His Thanksgiving proclamation is worth another listen.
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to owe their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, Yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens.
On behalf of everyone at 89.3 WQPH, may all of God's blessings surround you on Thanksgiving and through the holiday season.
Hi, this is John speaking to you from Lunenburg, Massachusetts. And I just wanted to comment that in my experience in listening to WQPH 89.3 FM, this has become such an important part to my life personally and to the life of, I think, everybody in the Shirley-Fitchburg area. So I'd like to say thank you to all who make this radio station possible. Thank you to the board of directors, to the workers who spend hours keeping the station going, and especially as to all of us, the listeners, for listening. We need Catholic radio, and we need WQPH 89.3 FM. So thank you.
It's easy to contribute to WQPH. All you have to do is go to our website, www.wqphradio.org, hit the PayPal button, and process a debit or credit card. Or you can simply mail a check payable to ELRN to WQPH, Post Office Box 589, Medford, Mass. 02155.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.